Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This 7-year-old young man named Cooper has had a dream before. You can see it on the VFN torch. Hopefully it'll be available today on the most recent post. He saw heaven, mm-hmm. and he took crayons and colored the picture out what it looked like, and it was amazing. I mean, he drew the river of life and the trees, yeah. and the whole aspect Angels. Of it. This young man is not reading the book of Revelation. God's giving him in a dream the book of Revelation.
Cooper's 8,
He's
by the
seven.
Way.
Cooper's 8.
Yeah.
Cooper's 8 years old. And he was 7 when he had the dream about heaven. Now he's 8. But it was just exciting to hear. And by the way, if you have not yet heard, God does speak. Mm. God does speak. And this may be shocking to you that he speaks to his people mm-hmm. in dreams and in vision and through his words. In the context of that we're seeing, when you walk with God, what we're seeing is God's voice, it just resounds, and we have ears to hear. Prior to just being religious and doing church and going to church instead of being the church, the Lord's voice was not that prevalent in his body. It wasn't that he wasn't speaking. It's that people did not have ears to hear. But we find out when you begin to abide with the Lord that he gives you ears to hear. And here is a young man. He's 8 years old. His name's Cooper. And this is happening all over those who are abiding with God. And you can begin to abide with God. Well, you can find out at iabide.org and begin to listen to the voice of God. Go to VFNTV and watch. God does speak. And it'll encourage you. It'll really encourage you and begin to see, oh, my goodness. That's how this all happens. God tells us and teaches us and tells us what to do, and we follow him. We hear and we obey. And in this particular dream, you know, Cooper is he's walking to the bus stop with his mother, Nicole, and he just starts talking about, hey, Mom, I've been having all these dreams about Jesus. What do you think this means? She's like shocked.
Like, what?
Yeah, right, right, right. And so he starts telling her a little bit about him, and one of them, well, I just won't talk about that one, but it was just, you know, loving Jesus, the loving Jesus that he is. But he begins to talk about it. He said, most of the dreams I have are he's in the sky. Mm-hmm. This is in the sky. All right. And that he said that the last time he saw Jesus, he is in heaven, he's in the skies, and he's riding a white horse. And all of us, quote, he says, is in heaven with him, and he has all these Christians, if you would, riding with Jesus, which is, if you read about it, it's Revelation. And he's battling this dragon. You know, what does a young kid know about a dragon? But the fact is, that's exactly what happens, where mm-hmm. Satan is portrayed as a dragon, and Jesus throws this golden sword at him or whatever, and fights with the sword, and it goes into the chest that kills the dragon with his golden sword. Speaking to him, and it's like end time. It's end time is kind of what we're hearing. And of course, we're hearing it from more than an 8-year-old boy. Uh-huh. But God's just confirming that, listen, everybody knows in part and prophesies in part, but everybody that thinks they're all knowing or is all lying, because God is the only one that's all knowing. That's right. And the truth is, everybody who speaks arrogantly today about tomorrow will soon die and be with God. And we're left with what we did with God, not what some man told us. And the truth is, only God knows the day that these things are going to come to pass, and it could be tomorrow. It could be tomorrow. Israel's surrounded. I mean, they very well could begin to cry out to God, and all of a sudden, you know, that they turn to God. The blinders could be removed. The veil could be removed. The one-world economy would happen now if everybody would just bow down to it. I mean, if people would say, okay, take it. I mean, it's there. The technology is there today to be able to do it today. But the struggle is getting people to bow down to it. Of course, all you need is just a big crisis.
Right.
And nothing like a few meteorites coming out of heaven to be able to change people's minds. Like, it's kind of like the whole universe is cooperating with this end time fulfillment of what's taking place. And and it's like, it could be tomorrow. This battle, what's exciting is that what Revelation lets us know, which is the revelation of Christ being revealed, is that God defeats the dragon. He defeats Satan, and Satan ends up being the very Satan that put all these lies out, that deceived people since the time of the garden, that led a third of the angels into rebellion against God, who created all this havoc on the earth by lying to men and men believing it, is that, he'll be put down in this hole, and people will look at him, and you'll say, is this who did all this?
Mm-hmm.
Which really, when you think about it, you're thinking, I better quit giving him so much credit and right. realize mm-hmm. it's just me believing what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just me believing. We empower Satan. We empower fear when we give it validity by believing. Because fear is the devil's faith to bring to pass his will. But faith is God's confidence. It's God's faith to bring to pass his will. When God says something, we believe what he says. Well, if Satan says something, you know, and you know, fear and whatever, and you buy into that, you're going to find out that's exactly what happens in your life, because faith works either way. It mm-hmm. works. It works up or it works down. It mm-hmm. works good or it works bad. And so, I just really just see these things happening as we're talking about in the first hour. It's just that things are just wisdom's crying aloud, saying, you know, the time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would like to think that hey. They have it all figured out. But the truth is, even Jesus himself, the one who died for us, who sits at the right hand of the Father, who makes intercession for us, who forgives us, who administers his spirit in the church to be able to empower us, he doesn't know. And if he don't know, quit giving all that credit to some man somewhere you're thinking that he knows.
That's right.
Make sure you're ready to go. You know, work for God like he's not coming back for 100 years. Live for God like he's coming back today.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll do those that one way of living your life. It doesn't matter when he comes. You'll be ready. And you mm-hmm. would not left for regret because you're working for God. And I just want to encourage you with that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.